Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
The mom is strong today with this one across from me. Yelling at people about speeding, and now she's in here off the air yelling about people walking their dogs.
Well, yeah.
The mom is strong in this one. Mm.
Today, well, because we were talking. God. I was on my walk, and I saw this guy who would not let his dog smell a flower. Like, he was just pulling that dog the entire time. I mean, I was following this guy for a good, probably roughly a mile, right? Because it's along a stretch along the golf course. And he was just in front of me, but his dog kept wanting to stop and smell and sniff and do its thing. And he just kept pulling it.
Yeah.
I mean, to the point where this dog is like trying to, you know, put its brakes on, like, wait a second, I'm not ready.
Yeah,
and
but
the guy's
at some
just
point,
I mean, the collar almost came off. He was pulling him.
I do that to little Goldie Fawn, but that's after like 75 times squatting to pee. And it's like, there comes a point where you're like, come on.
I know.
I'm out here to get exercise. You don't need. And she's on empty. She's blowing air.
Here's the thing. Like, you can make them sick. Like, if they don't, yes, they can get bladder infections if they try and pee and then they can't.
No.
And then they have to stop mid whatever in their mind.
I do that all
doing.
The time. I'm
I
fine.
I know, but you have control over that. If somebody was pulling your collar while
I
you
do
were
my
trying
kegels.
To do it. Yeah. Yeah, nice and strong.
Huh. I've never heard that, though, that the dog can get a bladder infection.
Yeah. No, it can definitely be bad for them. And so that's the thing is I feel because this guy who was pulling his dog, I also didn't know, like, maybe it was the 80th time and
that's
this was their
like,
walk. Like, because I know that there's difference. Like, there's your long distance walk, but then there's a time you just bring your dog out to do its business, right? So maybe they had already done that a bunch.
The business had been
story.
Done about 40 times.
I don't know their story, but all
the
I know
problem is
that
too
dog
with the girl dogs.
Yeah.
Like, because I'll walk with Knick Knack and Goldie Fawn, and Nikki's like, you're going to make people think you're, like, not letting the dog poop. Because you got the girl dog, you know, they squat. And then it also looks the same when they poop. So it looks like she's trying to poop. And I'm like, come on!
Yeah.
So I generally have to announce, she's not pooping! She's on empty, for God's sakes. We're just trying to walk. I'm reading this story here this morning, according to a new report. Most Americans now are more likely to take cooking advice from a so-called influencer online than their own mother. Your own mother who's been cooking meals since the 70s. They say, yeah, I'd rather hop onto the socials, see what the influencers are making, versus trying mom's recipes that have been passed down from generation to generation.
That's a sad statement.
I agree.
I have asked my mom so much when it comes to cooking, and I just hate that this next generation is not going to have that.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. I think we're hitting a point too where a lot of people have like those recipes and stuff that have been passed down.
You
so like
Google
future
it.
Generations aren't going to have any sort of recipe that Meemaw had.
No,
you know,
more recipe boxes.
No more recipe boxes. Knick Knack's got a recipe box. We go to
so
it from
I.
time to time. My mom for sure does. She had this dish called broccoli corn bake that she makes every holiday, and we absolutely love it. It's one of the best. And for years and years and years, she said she would give it to Nicole. And then it was like, well, after you get married to Jer Bear, you can have it. Here we are 20-some years later.
Still, she doesn't have it?
So, So she's like, when's your mom going to give me that? I don't know. You're not in the loop.
Yeah.
You got to hit 30 years, I guess,
You need
babe.
To do more, Knick Knack.
Yeah, so anyway, people would rather hop online and watch foodfluencers than talk to their own mother.
And that's sad. See, because, like, I feel like I got my love of cooking and food from my mom. Like, I still collect cookbooks. I'll grab one of my cookbooks and sit on the couch and read it still. Like, it's
really?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise you about me, I know.
Nope.
But I got my love of food from my mom, and so I hate that this is kind of stopping.
It is definitely sad. God, well, there's one food book that I should let you borrow. It's one that we got from Knick Knack's grandma out in Iowa, and it was like years and years of old ladies compiling this little cookbook.
Yeah.
I kid you not, there's recipes and stuff in there for squirrels.
Yeah, no.
Squirrels and possum, and there's all sorts of wild things.
I wouldn't doubt that. I have a cookbook that comes from the hometown that I lived in back when it was Mercy Hospital, and all of the nurses got together and put their favorite recipe into this book, and so I have the Mercy Hospital cookbook of all their favorites, and it's kind of like that, like, you know, just the old school recipes where you worked with what you had, and sometimes all you had was a squirrel.
Yeah, I kid you not, there's like some squirrel crockpot recipes in this book.
Funny enough, it also has a few of those in the cookbook you got me, the Thug Kitchen.
Oh, yeah, that is a funny cookbook.
It is my favorite. Again, is one it? That I sit on the couch and I read.
Because that one is like, make some MFing tater tots tonight.
Yeah. I wish I would. Yeah. Whoa,
whoa. There's a lot of cussing in it. It's like so good.
But it is so funny. Thug Kitchen, right? It keeps me entertained the entire night. Like, once I bust that baby out, I know it's going to be a good time.
You know what I've noticed, too? Because I actually just did this last night. Because I made some tilapia, and I was looking for some different recipes, and I was guilty. I went online to Instagram. I hopped on my Instagram app and just searched tilapia recipes on there. And I've noticed now that they'll have stock footage of tilapia being made, and then there's an AI voice over it now. So I'm like, screw this mess.
I know.
And it's like, and it repeats over and over. This looks delicious. I can't believe this only took 15 minutes to make. This looks delicious.
I hate that.
It's over and over and over.
This is your sign. Call your mother.
Yeah, call your mom.
Call your
mother. Get all of her recipes immediately. Steal the recipe box, for God's sake.
You need those.